And welcome into a special edition of Overtime. I'm Jake Miller. That is Lowe standing over there. That is Davis standing over there. We are live at Hops and Hollers down here on Central. Guys, it is a big game this weekend. Tennessee, Florida, the big game of the week. 3:30 CBS. The electricity is real here in the city of Knoxville.
Absolutely. I love this place, first of all. They have awesome beers down here. I've never been here before. First time. Everyone is out downtown. It is just an awesome freaking atmosphere. Everyone's in orange. There is nothing better to prepare for a Saturday against Florida.
Absolutely. Davis, you're with us.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
We got you.
Yeah. It's a great atmosphere. You can just feel the energy and the buzz and the air. And it's a good little spot, man. They got a nice indoor place where you can get a drink. They've got some outdoor patio spot, a chair that I'm sitting in now. So yeah, it's a great environment. Come down.
Absolutely. We got the tent outside. We got a barbecue truck here tonight for food, bringing a different food truck every night. And of course, we got all the beers you could ever dream of on tap at Hops and Hollers. Guys, what are some of the emotions that you have seen throughout the city as we enter tomorrow's game?
Well, there's been a lot. I haven't been out here long, but honestly, I'm shout out to my cousin and her husband for coming down here. They went down earlier, got pictures with Nico, got pictures with some of the recruits out, and they are all just high energy. Everyone's ready to go. Everyone's already down at College Game Day, getting all their photos before it even starts. I mean, it's just an awesome time down here.
Yeah, I'd agree with what Lo said. People around here in Knoxville, like, I'm still a student at UT. There were people lined up looking at the game day set up, including me even yesterday, taking pictures, videos, et cetera. And I think it's just all across the state because, I mean, my mom's coming up from Memphis, but even the people in Memphis, they're feeling pretty confident about tomorrow. So I'm just excited to see what happens. I think just all hell is going to be unleashed tomorrow.
And, Davis, you made a really good point. You got people coming up from Memphis. You got people coming up from Nashville. You got people coming from Gulf Shores, Alabama, from the state of Florida. You got people coming from all over because the atmosphere that's going to be in this game is going to be different than the one that we saw against Ole Miss. Of course, you know, last year, I think Christopher Gabriel said it best on the drive that there was a little bit more of an anger to that energy. This time, it's an energy where it's like, hey, you know, we're Tennessee football. We expect to win. We're back. We're going to make this happen tomorrow.
Absolutely. I think it's more, last year was just, we're looking for, like Geraldo Vall said, borderline dangerous. We were looking for a fight. We wanted to fight Lane, we wanted to fight Ole Miss, but this time we just know we're the better team. We're kind of, for the first time, it feels like we're maybe looking down on Florida and that we're just going in there and expecting to handle business.
Absolutely. And of course, it looks like Miller is going to play tomorrow, coming from various reports, and not looking good for Cedric Tillman. That's the one downside that Tennessee has for tomorrow. Not really what you want to hear as a Tennessee fan, but you got to look at how much we have in depth at the wide receiver position. I think that we're going to see something good tomorrow, even without Cedric Tillman.
Well, I don't think they should even think about using Cedric Tillman. I mean, first of all, if he's not 100% or 90%, there's no reason to trot him out on the field. They have a bye week next week. And with his injury being a high ankle sprain, there's no reason to chance it against this trash Florida team. I mean, I say give him, you know, this week rest, next week's rest, and then evaluate his performance, because you don't want to lose him on the back end of the season. You want him to get his bowl game. You want him to keep his eligibility. There's no reason to chance it when we have all these talented receivers.
Absolutely not. And you got to look forward if, you know, you can't go with him. If he's even so much as 80%, you sit him out. You wait until he's ready against LSU or Alabama, whatever that may be. You keep that man healthy because he's got a bright future. And, I mean, the thing is, we got so much depth back there. There's really no reason as to why we risk another injury that we don't need and just keep the season rolling the way it has, because there's a lot of energy, a lot of momentum behind it. We want to keep that momentum going. We're going to take a quick timeout. Overtime continues. More Fan Run Radio on the way. Here on Overtime, Fan Run Radio, I have from Hobson Fillers, 865-546-8200. Your number if you want to hop on the show. Let's go to our man, Justin, who's up first. What's up, Justin?
What's going on, Jake?
I got you, Justin. What's up, buddy?
Anything going on in Knoxville this weekend?
Some sort of game where they throw a pigskin around. There's some green grass, orange jerseys, and some white jerseys. Yeah,
I figured I'd come and talk to you about Texas this weekend. You know, that's just something else was going on. So, oh my God,
come on, Justin.
Oh yeah, we worry about Texas. We'll worry about Talladega next week on the off week. But hey, guys, like I said, I just know we're going to beat these guys more. But am I crazy for having the doubt in my head too?
I don't think you're crazy. I mean, it's just the battered ball syndrome that everybody's experiencing. You've got everybody around here that has seen it. Everyone that's been a fan since the 90s has seen us lose a game in every possible way that you can lose a game. There was the Gaffney catch. You know, there was 4th and 14. There was 2017 with the Hail Mary. We have lost this game in every way that we could have ever lost it. There's a reason that we feel this way. But there's a reason also to be excited about tomorrow, given what the team has done over the past 3 weeks and given what Florida has not been able to do over the past 3 weeks.
I'm not sold on their head coach. I don't think Goldust is that great. And Richardson, like I said, the next touchdown throw he has will be his first. And plus, too, is it true that I read that didn't the backup quarterback have thumb surgery too?
Yeah, the backup quarterback had thumb surgery, and then the third string is a true freshman, and a lot of the Florida beat writers have just said he's not it. Like, he is not the guy.
Well, that scares me, though, because you know our history of backup quarterbacks and everything. So, because, I mean, I think if we can get a couple good shots on Richardson with him with that bum wheel, I think he'll say no Moss. He'll give it up.
The thing with the backup quarterback is the fact that this is not – a Jeremy Pruitt coach team. This is not a Butch Jones coach team. This is not a Derek Dooley coach team. It's not even a Lane Kiffin coach team. This is a Josh Heupel offense. This is a Josh Heupel defense. It's a completely new era of Tennessee football, and it's already produced stuff that we didn't even think would even happen in year one. And year two, we have every reason to be excited about this game.
Oh, yeah, because that's one thing I'll say this. I mean, I think if we can jump up to a 21-0 lead or something like that, three scores, he ain't letting his foot off the gas.
He's not.
I mean, he's got a little spurrier in him when it comes to that. But now, of course, my real question is, have y'all guys heard anything on who the guest picker is going to be tomorrow?
I've not heard anything. Of course, they couldn't get a hold of Dolly Parton. They're not going to get our guy Morgan Wallen. And Peyton Manning, I just don't want to see it.
Dude, I have a bad feeling it's going to be Peyton, though.
I think it ought to be Philly.
Philly, the caller Phil, should be the guest picker for tomorrow's game.
Can you imagine him at Corso with McAfee, the banner? That would just be, I mean, maybe get like ZR to do a concert during it and everything too.
ZR the singer, Philly the guest picker. Phil's going to pull out the beer in a bag that he puts in his boot like he said he was going to do last week.
How long before he'd get kicked off there for cussing that Corso? I mean, it'd be outstanding TV. It'd be a whole lot better. I heard one person like suggest Kelsey Ballerini, and it's like, that's a no for me, dog. That's you really that famous to be in that spot. So, I'm with you. I don't know if I want Peyton there or not, because Peyton's going to be the guy.
We are not sure. I don't know, man. It's one of those things. It's like, yes, he is what he is. He done a lot here. I mean, he did a lot of things that a lot of quarterbacks have not been able to do since. But at the same time, maybe the curse is real. Maybe every time he shows up, we lose. And there's nothing we can do about that.
Of all the four of us on the air, I may be the only one who's alive to really experience Peyton's run. I don't know how Lowe is. I don't know how Davis is. But I was at Memphis in 96 when they beat us in quarterback. So I'm fully aware of that. But I just don't – I'm kind of like them. I want to pull a Celtic pride and just maybe, kidnap him and take him out of the stadium for about 3.5 hours. And then he can come back in and celebrate after we, put them in the ground. But I don't want him during the game because he's had quite the streak. And
what if Heupel is the break to all of these curses, like the Peyton curse, all of these curses? What if he's the key for some reason we finally get out of this terrible hole that we've been in?
Well, then I say we need to build a statue of him if he break this curse. I was 5 years old the last time we beat them by more than a touchdown. So, or more than my 2 touchdowns, I should say, because – and that was like in 1990 or 91.
How old would I have been? In 2003 when we beat them 24-10 down in the swamp. I would have been 8 years old the last time we beat them by more than a touchdown.
That's right. I forgot about 3 that. But 1990 was the beatdown. I just have to go back and look, but it was like we beat them by 3 or 4 touchdowns.
I think we lost connection. Marcus, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Go have a long day.
It was Justin.
Oh,
there he is.
I love y'all, guys. I'll talk to y'all later.
I appreciate it, Justin. Justin Hanna, it is not overtime on a Friday without a call from our guy, Justin Hanna.
Absolutely. That's crazy that y'all brought that up. The only time I've seen us beat Florida by more than a touchdown, I was 15 years old. And before that, I'd never even seen us beat them once. So one out of the 21 years I've been living is the only time I remember us ever beating Florida.
Yeah, and that's the case with a lot of people. The majority of the students at UT have only seen it happen once. I've seen it happen 4 times in my life that I can remember. I've seen a lot of heartbreak, but that all changes tomorrow. I really do believe that. I think that Tennessee comes in. I think they're going to just kick the door wide open to start the game, march the ball down the field, keep doing what they're doing, and it's going to be a good day on Rocky Top.
Yeah, there's just no doubt about it. This feels completely different. We're favored by 10.5, which is just absolutely insane. And I think this time everyone knows that this is a different team. In 2016, and this is not to diss any of those players that played on that team because they were phenomenal, but 2016 felt kind of like a fluke. Everyone was like, oh, we'll go down to Knoxville. We'll get excited. We'll see what happens. This year just feels different. This team and the staff and these players, they just feel different this time. Everyone actually believes in them, and that is the difference. And I think they are definitely going to get the dub tomorrow.
Yeah, and like Lo just said, even back in 2016, I didn't believe in them. That's bad to say, but I didn't think we were gonna beat Florida. I was shocked that we beat Georgia, and I knew it was just a fluke because Butch Jones was our coach. Once Dobbs was gone the next year, I knew we were going to be terrible, and sure enough, we went 4-8. So. But this year it feels like there's different. There's more of a foundation and an actual culture being set. So I would – not only tomorrow, but I think tomorrow is just the breakthrough to bigger and better things in the future.
Absolutely. All right, let's get back to the phones. Phil is up next. What do you say, Philly?
What do you say, Jake Snake?
Philly, where you at?
I'm over here at the drunk tank.
Bring the drunk tank to me. I'm down here at Hops and Hollers. Come see us. We'll grab a beer.
I got too many. There's no damn way I can drive all the way out there to Hops and Hollers. You know what I'm saying?
I've been. You already blew it away.
Yeah, I already blew it away.
Well,
like
way you go sometimes, ain't it, Phil?
That's the way life is. After hearing W, and I had to get blown away. You know what?
Listen to the drive and get blowed away. A tradition at the Drunk Tank.
Davis out there, they're doing a good job.
Yeah, we had to adapt and overcome. Had some technical issues to start the show, and we have just overcome those issues, and it's going to keep the show rolling.
Yeah, and hats off to Marcus there for doing the duty in the studio there. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, Marcus is a team player. I owe Marcus a lot of beer after today. I'll just leave it at that.
Just working a little overtime, Phil. Yeah.
So tomorrow morning, you going to have a show tomorrow morning, too?
Yeah, I'll talk to Hickman.
And all of them are going to have a show tomorrow. I'm not going to be in studio. I got to be at a wedding.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you got to be a friend first.
You're going to be at a damn wedding? Good Lord.
Sometimes you got to be a friend first, Phil.
You need to be at the wedding.
Got to be that Florida butt, though. I'm tired. I'm like y'all. I'm tired of 5 times in 30 years. I know it's enough. It's time we beat those clowns.
That it is.
I mean, they're not even that damn good. That's what's so damn hilarious about it. I mean, it's not Alabama. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the thing, Phil, is this is not a good Florida team. There is no reason as to why we should go in tomorrow and lose this game. Like, you look at the stats. You look at the statistics across the team and how we're ranked nationally. Tennessee is leaps and bounds better than what Florida is right now. We have no excuse tomorrow. It has to be a win, and it has to be a big win.
A big win. I don't know. I will kick some butt. I actually think the students all swarm the field and take those goalposts and down Cumberland Avenue and let Dante Plowman cry in her beer. About that. Randy Boyd's got enough money to pay for the goalpost.
I mean, that's the thing is we got the money to pay for some goalposts. They ain't that much.
They got all kinds of damn money over there. It's time to use it for good, something good, you know?
I mean, the thing is, Phil, if we storm the field and tear them down tomorrow, what are we going to do against Alabama? Tear them down again?
Well, that's another – we can talk about beating Florida, but Alabama's another damn animal. But let's take care of who we can beat right now and build our program up. You know what I'm saying?
Let's do it.
I'm going to get off here. I think the ZR's on hold. I can't wait to hear a good song. See you.
Appreciate it, Phil. Let's go ahead and get him in here, Marcus. Bring me ZR. ZR, you're on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. What's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
We're going to win tomorrow, ZR.
We are. We're at the Drunk Tank having a fun time. We're having so many Drunk Tank beers and shots. It's not funny. I really think Florida doesn't stand a chance. Would you agree?
I don't think they do in ZR. I remember this call from last year. You said we had no chance, and Phil said we had no chance. This year, I think everybody's on board. You got people like Phil, Roberto, all these people that are the most realistic people that I know are saying are going to win this game. ZR, we're going to win, and we're going to win in a big, big way.
And if we do, we need to send FAH out to midfield and dedicate the stadium to him. Would you agree with that?
No, I would not.
Really? I mean, FAH is the best thing that's ever happened to UT. Would you not agree?
Well, if it wasn't for him making that terrible hire of Jeremy Pruitt, we'd have never had Josh Heupel. I'll give him that.
Oh, that's hilarious. I wear it all the time. That's all I do. And if you saw my frame, you'd wear it too. And I love it. It fits so perfectly, so tenderly. I'm glad my jogging suit fits in the sea. And I love it. My jogging suit is not too tight. As long as I let the waist out. Oh!
A stellar performance by ZR here on overtime.
Bravo.
On that note, literally on that note, we're going to go to break. Overtime continues. More Fan Run Radio on the way. Front Radio Overtime continues. Jake Miller, Lowe, Davis, Marcus Young. About another hour and a half on the game day eve of Florida. We are rocking and rolling down here at Hops and Hollers off of Central. If you want to stop by and see us, we're going to be here for a minute. I think Russell and Christopher Gabriel are on their way. Marcus.
Yes, sir.
How is everyone at the station feeling? I got a feel for about everybody down here, everybody around my part of the town right now. Is very confident in a win. How's everything down at the station? I haven't got much of a feel for that today.
Currently in the studio is myself and Adam Hickman. Hickman is working on some stuff for tomorrow morning. And I'm telling you right now, based on what he is preparing for the tailgate, he is excited. He is pumped. In fact, he might even hop on here real quick. Here's Adam Hickman.
Yeah, bud.
How's it going, everybody?
Oh, man, just adapt and overcome. Make things happen.
Yeah, a little technical difficulties there, but, you know, the fan-run crew is nothing but the true embodiment of a professional. So we got to figure it out. How's the crowd looking down there, guys?
What's that, Hickman?
How's the crowd looking down there?
A lot of people flowing in and out of here. It's really good to see. You got a lot of beers on tap. A lot of interesting ones, Hickman. This is your kind of place. You need to get your ass down here.
I will be down there probably in about 30, 45 minutes or so, just working on some stuff for tomorrow morning. Everybody, be sure and tune in 9 to 11 in the morning tomorrow on the app and on the airwaves. The Tennessee tailgate will be live, hopefully with a couple of surprising twists thrown in there as well. Maybe some cool guests that are in the works. Nothing 100 yet, but we're ironing out the details.
Absolutely, and I'm not going to give away the special guest, but we do have one of my favorite guests that we have on Overtime, guest hosting tomorrow. That is John Dunn of the All Ball Calling Show. We'll be making his fan run debut as a co-host. I know you're excited about that. Lowe's excited about that. I think a lot of other people at the station are, and he's really high for this. So excited to get him on. Adam, what are going to be the keys for tomorrow's game for Tennessee in your mind?
Start quick. You can't have multiple three and outs coming out of the gate to start the game. One, it kills the energy in the stadium, for starters. And two, I don't want to see us have to play from behind tomorrow. And just me personally, I think if you go three and out to start the game, I think there's a good chance Florida's got some points on the board by the time you get the ball back, and you don't want to get things rolling late, and you don't want to take the crowd out of things. And you know, I saw somebody say today, they said that when Tennessee gets that first down, the offense is hard to stop. And they think that if we get those first downs and avoid three and outs, that the Florida defense, which has been notoriously bad on three and out this year, will have a hard time keeping us from moving the ball tomorrow.
Solid points by Adam Hickman of three and out. Thanks for chiming in, Adam.
See y'all soon.
Appreciate it, buddy. Davis, you are out underneath the tent outside, are you not?
Yes, I'm sitting here with our buddy T-Carp.
Nice.
Yep.
How's the vibe out there? The vibe in here is kind of electric right now.
I'd say the vibe is pretty chill right now. Just a lot of people sitting outside on the patio. There's a little cornhole out here. A few people drinking some beers and getting something out of the barbecue truck. So going pretty well.
Nice. Love to see it. So, but, man, I think tomorrow we have got a lot going on. You know, College Game Day is going to be in town. We've got the fan run Tennessee tailgate at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's going to be electric. Going to have a lot of energy there. Lowe, you're going to the game. Adam's going to the game. Davis is going to the game. I, unfortunately, will not be going to the game, but I will have earbuds in listening to the game during the festivities of what I will be doing.
Yeah, that's such a major bummer for you. And, you know, I can't imagine putting a wedding on Florida week, especially when we're actually good this time. But I guess you do have to be a friend first. I don't know. Last time I was in a wedding and we had a football game, I did the little ceremony about 20 minutes and everyone just knew where to find me. And it was right there in front of the television. No dancing, nothing, just right there in front of the TV watching the game, drinking some cold ones. But I am pumped. I've already had some people from Vol Twitter actually ask me where I'm going to be at, where all the tailgates are. There's so many tailgates going on. I'm trying to plan to make it to at least four or five of them, but it's just going to be a freaking awesome day. Like, my energy level, it's continuing to soar. I really don't know how I'm going to sleep tonight.
Nah, it's going to be electric. Davis, you're going to the game as well. What are your takes? What has to happen for tomorrow? What are you doing for your pregame? What are you doing for your morning meal? Do you have a game day tradition that you do the day of Florida?
Man, honestly, I wore this one shirt that for when we beat them in 2016, I had this polo on, and I wore it the next year, and then we got our hearts broken. So right now I don't have any, like, true superstitions for the Florida game. I think tomorrow I'm just going to get up, I don't know, go to the gym first, and then just get it. Because I'm so anxious and tense right now. I got to, like, do something for the game, because if I just go there, I might get arrested. So we just got to get our energy right before the game.
So I think the play for me is, you know, going to this wedding, maybe the play for me is to find maybe a set of earbuds and wear it like it's a hearing aid and just pretending I have hearing damage.
I still can't believe you're going to that wedding. Like, you got to call in sick or something.
I can't call in sick, man. You got to be a friend first sometimes.
That's wild. Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, it could be worse. It could be a lot worse. It could be starting right at kickoff, and it could be one of these that are a 4.5-hour-long ceremony, and I miss the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, friends will always be there, but at least you can watch the game on your phone or listen, like you said.
I mean, that's the thing. It could always be worse. It could always be worse. Stay with us. Overtime continues. More Fan Run Radio on the way. Here on Overtime, Fan Run Radio, Marcus cued the special music. Didn't ask him to do it, but he did it. And guess what? I'm glad he did, and I'm glad it's a long bumper because I was sitting here talking on mute for the past 30 seconds.
You know, I had this feeling that a special song was needed, and that one felt like it was it. So, you know, telepathy.
That is the best hype music that anyone will ever hear in their life, is what that is. But guys, what do you think? I don't know. I'm trying to process a lot of things here as to what Tennessee's going to do tomorrow, what people are saying. And Lo, you had some quotes typed up, or not typed up, but quotes that other people had either typed up or said throughout the week. Hit us with them.
All right. So first off, talking about Tennessee being favored, Gainesville Sun Sports columnist Kevin Brockway stated in a video conversation that, quote, I think they're 10.5 point underdogs for a reason, talking about Florida. And Florida beat writer David Whitley actually said, no doubt, you know, if I was a betting man, I might take that, because the way that Tennessee racks up points and the way that Florida's been struggling lately to score, 10.5 sounds like a pretty good bet to me. Honestly, for me, this is the first time that I've been watching college football that the national media and the opposing team's media all agree that we're going to win. I'm sitting here thinking, like, is this some sort of reverse psychology plot, or is Tennessee finally gain national respect from the media under Coach Heupel?
Interesting stuff. And Billy Napier, bless his heart, he has no earthly idea that what he said is going to turn into his biggest nightmare tomorrow. We talked about Ole Miss last year being borderline dangerous, and after what he said, it's going to get full-blown dangerous in Neyland Stadium tomorrow. Dave, is you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
And did you have any statistics that you wanted to pass along to us that were of interest?
Me and T-Carbrider talking, besides the one that Anthony Richardson has zero touchdowns thrown and two tackles. I mean, that's a great one. And they have not scored over 30 points one time this year. So if we can just get in that range that we're normally in, I mean, we're averaging 52 points right now. So if we can just have a normal outing like that, we should just blow them out of the water.
And this is so weird to think about, is the fact that, you know, we say every year that we play Florida, it's like, you know, maybe this is the year we blow them out. Maybe this is the year we blow them out. But, you know, in the back of your mind, that's probably not going to happen. This is a year where it's like, oh, my God, they're terrible. We have a really good offense. We might actually put up 50 points.
It's, I mean, it's very possible. I do think a key to the game is just starting out quick and fast. We cannot – I know Russell thinks that we can get in a hole and come from behind, but I don't think we just got to go out.
Speaking of Russell Smith, Christopher Gabriel, and Adam Hickman are in the building. Christopher, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Good to see you, bro.
Awesome. Had to adapt and overcome.
You got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely. Christopher Gabriel, Adam Hickman, Russell Smith, all in the building. Come on down and see us at Hops and Hollers on Central. Got the barbecue truck out back. Got the beers on tap. Everything is rocking and rolling down here at Hops and Hollers. So, do we have any other football games of interest? The only other game that I know of is Texas A&M and Arkansas, which I think Arkansas, I don't know why Texas A&M is even favored in that game. I think Arkansas can pretty much steamroll this team.
Absolutely. And I thought it was funny. I was looking back at freaking Dan Mullen's picks. He picked Tennessee to beat Florida, which I think is absolutely hilarious, like so petty. But he also picked Texas A&M to beat Arkansas. And I just cannot for the life of me see that happening. There's just no way.
I don't know. I mean, I honestly have A&M winning tomorrow. I know people are down on Jimbo, but I think he bounces back. And another good game that I'm looking at, just very interesting, is Missouri and Auburn, because Auburn blows this game, I think they go ahead and fire Harsin tomorrow night.
See, there are sources saying, you know, throughout the Southeast that this is Harsin's last year anyway. They said after the debacle last week that he is on the thinnest of thin ice that you could possibly be on as an SEC head coach.
I mean, they don't even have an athletic director right now, so I guess just Yellowwood's going to pull the trigger.
I mean, you've got an interim athletic director. I don't know exactly what you do if you're Auburn, but the fact of the matter is, it's like you got something down there and it's not working. You had the controversy in the offseason that is not doing them any favors. And, of course, you know, I said last week that I figured he would be the next Power 5 coach to go, and then, of course, Arizona State fires Herm Edwards early this week. And, I mean, it seemed like right after the game when they met him at midfield that was a done deal. Like, he was done.
Yeah. Did y'all see apparently there are people on Herm Edwards' staff giving information to the opposing they were leaking information about, like, the plays and stuff just to get him fired quicker.
Oh, so this is like Faxgate in 1991 with Tennessee. One of our assistant coaches was faxing stuff to Ron Zook, the Florida defensive coordinator at the time, later their head coach. And a lot of people downplayed the incident after the fact, but athletic director Doug Dickey, I think, made the big deal about it. And it actually turns out that there was a fax sent from Knoxville, Tennessee to Gainesville, Florida to Ron Zook the week before kickoff.
Yeah, I mean, very similar, but I feel bad for Herm Edwards, but at the same time, man, your whole team left you. Jaden Daniels, that great receiver that's now at Florida State. I feel bad for him, but maybe that's somewhere Harsin can go.
I mean, that's it's not good for Brian Harsin, not good for Auburn, but I think a couple of names on their short list right now. Of course, Hugh Freeze is going to be on that list. Maybe Urban Meyer would take that job.
Maybe. I don't know. We talked about Urban Meyer, but they have big checkbooks down at Auburn. They're not afraid to cut a check and pay him as much as he wants to.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Is Mr. Yellowwood, I don't know his actual name, but we're going to call him Mr. Yellowwood. he's got the deep pockets. He's going to be the one that makes the final decision down there. It's going to be interesting the direction that they go after this season, because I really don't think that Brian Harsin makes it to the end of the year at Auburn. And then you got to look at what Nebraska's doing. Bill O'Brien has emerged as probably the top candidate for that job, but it's almost turned into Tennessee in a sense. It's like, do you even want that job? Do you want the hassle that's going to come along with that? Do you want to rebuild a program from scratch? And you wonder if Bill O'Brien's guy, given what happened at Penn State, now obviously offensive coordinator at Alabama, I mean, we're just going to have to wait and see. I mean, nobody really knows what's going to happen in those situations. All we know is what's happening here on Rocky Top, and things are good. And I did not think I'd be saying this 2 years in.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, about that Nebraska job, though, you would have to give whoever the hell they bring in a minimum of 5 years. They have absolutely nothing out there. It is literally a dumpster fire, which it feels nice to say that about another program other than Tennessee right now. But they would have to give a minimum 5 years. How are you going to recruit out there? I mean, there is just so much going on. I genuinely do feel bad for those fans, because we've been through it not once, not twice, but three times. And finally, we have found our way out of it, I think. So there's just a lot, but we'll just see what happens there.
One thing I'm going to say, I am glad that I put on deodorant this morning, because Lo and I are basically shoulder to shoulder right now having to do this broadcast. We had some issues with the remote equipment earlier, so we just had to adapt and overcome, and we have done just that. Cody McClure is with us pouring beers behind the bar, giving the thumbs up, giving the cheesy smile, doing what Cody McClure does. And cutting my internet off. Thanks a lot, Cody. But big game tomorrow on Rocky Top. Big game down at, I think, no, it's a neutral site game. A&M in Arkansas. It's a Jerry World.
Yeah, it's a Jerry World. Yep.
I don't know. I just think the only game that matters tomorrow is ours. I don't see anything. I haven't even put any parlays or anything in. All I care about is us beating Florida's ass.
That's all that matters. You just got to go out there, kick that butt, make them like it. Davis, do you have any other out-of-conference games that are going to be worth watching?
I've not really that I'm seeing. Notre Dame and North Carolina are playing. North Carolina is only a 2.5-point favorite. But your Middle Tennessee State Raiders do travel down to Miami to take on the 25th-ranked Hurricanes tomorrow at 3:30.
I hope that Miami beats them by 100.
Yeah. Gosh, let me see. Any other ones? I mean, Texas travels to Texas Tech. Maybe an upset alert. I'm with Lowe. I really don't
That'll
care.
Be an interesting one to watch. That'll be an interesting one for sure. That's going to do it for hour number one. We're live down here at Hops and Hollers on Central. Come see me. Come see Lowe, Davis, Christopher Gabriel, Russell Smith, Cody McClure pouring the beers. Stay with us. Overtime continues. More Fan Run Radio on the way.